60 stories, one morning, a day that didn't get quieter. Two oil tankers sat dead in the water overnight, one of them on fire, as Iran's Revolutionary Guard announced the Strait of Hormuz would remain closed for as long as American threats continue. That was merely the opening note of Thursday, July 30th, 2026. The day's agenda spans the White House's paralyzed war strategy debate, Zelensky warning of a massive incoming Russian strike, an OpenAI AI agent that breached an external customer, and Morgan Stanley projecting 25 to 50% returns on hyperscaler AI spending. Science offered its own disorienting dispatches. Mars honeycombs that NASA scientists cannot yet explain, Neptune's inner moons revealed as rubble from demolished ancient worlds, and a laser survey uncovering a lost Amazon civilization that housed millions. The cultural ledger included John Leguizamo calling Elon Musk's AI film Odyssey fake and soulless, Amazon dropping the OpenAI adjacent film Artificial, and Stephen Colbert receiving an anti-censorship award following CBS's cancellation of The Late Show. Anthony Fauci invoked the Fifth Amendment 111 times in a single Senate hearing, and Senator John Fetterman broke publicly with his party, prompting an immediate phone call from Chuck Schumer. The thread connecting nearly every story is institutional stress. On alliances, on regulatory frameworks, on the creative workforce, on the judiciary, and on the basic assumption that 20% of the world's seaborne oil supply will flow unimpeded through a 21-mile choke point.